Good morning, it's Sunday, May 31st, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's digest centers on a powerful theme: how much of aging is actually within your control. A landmark twin study makes the case that 60% of biological aging is shaped by lifestyle, not genetics, making it today's must-read. Two findings challenge conventional wisdom. Hormone therapy may not preserve cognition, as widely assumed, and popular longevity protocols were mostly designed around male biology. Rounding out the issue, why afternoon naps may hurt the aging brain, ergothionine as a rising supplement star, and Harvard's first public-facing longevity report. From the research desk, the headline, Twin Study, Biological Aging is 60% Determined by Your Choices, Not Your Genes. According to Rapamycin Longevity News, a groundbreaking study tracking 12,256 twins used the MetaboHealth Metabolomics Clock, one of the most validated biological aging measures available, to determine how much of your aging rate is predetermined versus modifiable. This is the one to read today. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. Later menopause predicts better cognition, but hormone therapy doesn't, major study finds. From Rapamycin Longevity News. A major longitudinal analysis of 10,978 postmenopausal women from the Canadian Longitudinal Study on Aging found that natural menopause timing, not hormone therapy, is the key predictor of late-life cognitive performance. Giving up afternoon naps protects the aging brain, 12-month RCT shows. From Rapamycin Longevity News, a 12-month randomized controlled trial found that older adults who eliminated regular afternoon napping showed significantly better brain health outcomes than those who continued the habit. In supplement news, ergothionine, the mushroom molecule emerging as a multi-target longevity compound. From Rapamycin Longevity News, ergothionine, a sulfur-rich amino acid found abundantly in shiitake and other edible mushrooms, has spent over a century in relative obscurity. But new evidence is positioning it as one of the most promising multi-target geroprotectors available from food. Which supplements actually slow epigenetic aging? A new paper scores the evidence. From Rapamycin Longevity News. A comprehensive new analysis reviewed which medicines, supplements, and lifestyle factors most reliably reduce biological age as measured by next-generation epigenetic clocks. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.